From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government has prioritized efforts to strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and the United States. This was stated by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, in a working meeting with Commission 1 DPRRI Tuesday. Regarding this issue, the minister said there are several priorities for cooperation that the Indonesian government wants to put forward, including green economy cooperation and mutually beneficial sustainable development, strengthening health cooperation in another priority. In addition, the minister added, cooperation related to cross-border defense and security in facing various kinds of threats and promotion of shared values and educational cooperation is also a priority to be put forward. The Indonesian Maritime Security Agency, Bakamla, seized Iranian and Panamanian flag tankers for allegedly violating international law. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Teguh Faizal Shah in Jakarta on Tuesday acknowledged that the seizure of an Iranian tanker MT Horse and Panamanian flag tanker MT Freya, the two tankers were seized in the waters of Pontianak, West Kalimantan on Sunday, after being monitored by the KN Marore 322 radar. The ministry spokesman steered clear of divulging details on whether the two ships were seized for allegedly conducting illegal transfer of fuel oil. On the other hand, the Iranian government has urged Indonesia to tender an explanation pertaining to the seizure of tankers. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Said Khatibzadeh revealed that the seizure was conducted over technical issues and it happens in the shipping field. Iran has been accused of concealing the destination of its oil sales by shutting off identification system on its tankers, thereby making it difficult to assess how much crude Tehran export as it seeks to counter U.S. sanction. Iran sent the empty horse vessel to Venezuela last year to deliver 2.1 million barrels of Iranian condensate. Indonesia's COVID-19 vaccination program for citizens must focus on densely populated areas with a high infection rate, an official from the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI said in Jakarta on Tuesday. Chief of LIPI's Laboratory for Applied Genetic Engineering and Protein Design, Win Kusharyoto, said that since the population density and infection rate of regions in Indonesia are different from one another, the efforts to achieve herd immunity should be focused on densely populated regions with a high infection rate. According to Kusharyoto, herd immunity can be soon realized through vaccination. The herd immunization that will be achieved is 70-80% of the total population of a region. To that end, the Indonesian government has made an endeavor to launch a vaccination program to create herd immunity as part of efforts to control COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, spokesperson for the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Wiku Adhisasmito, said the COVID-19 vaccination program will hopefully result in specific immunity both for individuals as well as the community, against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. Let's move on to the international news. As climate change leads to an increase in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather, the need for effective early warnings and early action took center stage at the Climate Adaptation Summit on January 25 to 26. The online event hosted by the Netherlands convened global leaders and local stakeholders. It launched a comprehensive adaptation action agenda and heard a new financial pledge to initiative to make the world more resilient to the effect of climate change. According to the World Meteorological Organization, there have been more than 11,000 disasters due to weather, climate, and water-related hazards over the past 50 years, at a cost of some $3.6 trillion, and killed more than 410,000 people in the past decade. On the press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the opening session of Climate Adaptation Summit 2021 on Tuesday said that he sees five priorities to guarantee adaptation and resilience on climate.
And I see five priorities to guarantee adaptation and resilience. First, donor countries and multilateral, regional and national development banks need to significantly increase the volume and predictability of their finance for adaptation and resilience. And I urge all donors and multilateral development banks to commit to this goal by COP26 and deliver on it at least by 2024. Second, all budget allocations and investment decisions need to be climate resilient. Third, we need to significantly scale up existing catastrophe-triggered financial instruments, such as the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility and the African Risk Capacity. Fourth, we need to ease access to finance, especially for the most vulnerable, and expand debt relief initiatives. And finally, we need to support regional adaptation and resilience initiatives.
Guterres added that one person in three is still not adequately covered by early warning systems and risk-informed early approaches are not at the scale required. There is a need to work together to ensure full global coverage by early warning system to help minimize these losses. The Sustainable Development Goals and Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction commit governments to substantially reduce global disaster mortality and increase access to and availability of early warning system by 2030 and to measure their progress towards the target. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte was set to hand in his resignation to the head of state on Tuesday, hoping to be given the opportunity to try and put together a new coalition and rebuild his parliamentary majority. The deepening political crisis is playing out against the backdrop of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 85,000 Italians, the second highest death toll in Europe after Britain and the sixth highest in the world. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house Senate last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, headed by former Premier Matteo Renzi, quit in a row over the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis and economic recession. Efforts to lure centrists and independent senators into the coalition ranks to fill the hole left by Renzi have met little success, leaving Conte no choice but to resign and open a formal government crisis that will give him more time to find a deal. Conte called a cabinet meeting on Tuesday and announced his plans to quit. President Sergio Mattarella is expected to accept his resignation and hope rapid consultation with party leaders to test the political waters. The U.S. Senate formally opened the second impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on Tuesday with the swearing-in of Senate President Pro Tempore Patrick Leahy to preside over the process and the swearing-in of the senators to serve as jurors. On Monday, the House of Representatives delivered the articles of impeachment against Trump, accusing him of inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6 to stop Congress from verifying President Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election. The impeachment trial's argument will begin on February 9. After the swearing-in of senators, the Senate rejected Republican Senator Rand Paul's attempt to declare the Trump's impeachment trial unconstitutional. The Senate vote 55-45 to block Paul's constitutional point of order. Paul said in a statement that the vote counting shows Trump will be acquitted in the impeachment trials. The U.S. government authorized the customs officials to seize shipments of hand sanitizers made in Mexico after finding more than half of samples in a recent examination contained toxic ingredients, the Food and Drug Administration FDA said in a press release. The release said on Tuesday that the agency has placed all alcohol-based hand sanitizer from Mexico on a countrywide import alert to help stop products that appear to be in violation from entering the U.S. until the agency is able to review the product safety. The release also said that this presents serious safety concerns as the FDA is aware of at least 20% deaths associated with hand sanitizers, 16 of which involve methanol poisoning. Moreover, 7 of these cases were directly linked to hand sanitizer manufactured in Mexico. Another 20 samples had insufficient levels of active ingredients, non-poisonous ethyl alcohol, to be effective. According to the release, the import alert allows inspector to seize shipments of Mexican sanitizer from companies that fail to qualify for an FDA-certified green list of manufacturers that meet U.S. requirement. Hand sanitizer are regulated in the United States as non-prescription drugs for external use. That was the news. United States and China may improve relations in the future. The authorities in Beijing have hinted at this, albeit with a few caveats. Not long after Joe Biden took his oath as the 46th President of the United States, the Chinese government expressed hope for better relations with the United States. As reported by the CNBC network, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying expressed the hope of a new day in relation between the two countries. Beijing's relations with Washington have deteriorated in the last years of Donald Trump's administration. The trade war between the two major countries have even affected the global economy. No wonder the Chinese government hopes for an improvement in relation in the near future. Tensions between the U.S. and China were still strong at the end of the Donald Trump administration. Shortly before Trump left the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo strongly criticized the Chinese government and declared it was committing genocide against Muslim in Uyghur. The remarks that angered the government in Beijing were met with Chinese sanction against a number of Americans, one of whom was Mike Pompeo. The Chinese government will sanction U.S. companies associated with names that are mostly elements of Donald Trump's administration. So far, the Joe Biden's administration has not provided a concrete response in the form of policies regarding future relations with China. However, it is interesting to note that at the time of the inauguration of the president, the Biden administration had invited representatives of Taiwan. Joe Biden and his government certainly have certain intentions by inviting Taiwanese representative to the event, given Beijing's policy regarding One China policy. The fact of Taiwan's presence in the Capitol Hill building becomes interesting when it is related to Beijing's statement that it will improve relations with the note that the United States must pay attention to China's sovereignty. From the recent facts, it can be seen that there are intentions of the two major countries to improve relations under certain conditions. What can be said is, there will be a change in the White House policies in looking at relations with China. At least, under Joe Biden's administration, the United States government policy towards China could become more lenient, according to the character of every president who comes from the Democratic Party. That was commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 27, 1973 about the signing of Paris Peace Accords. Paris Peace Accords, which was signed on January 27, 1973, officially ended the Vietnam War. On that day, the governments of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam or North Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam or South Vietnam, and the United States of America, as well as the Provisional Revolutionary Government that represented South Vietnamese revolutionaries, signed the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam. Now we move to an event on January 27, 1981 about the accident of KMP Tampomas II. KMP Tampomas II was a passenger ferry owned by PELNI or Indonesian National Shipping that burned and sank around Masalembo Islands, Java Sea. The ferry was sailing from Jakarta to Sulawesi with Captain Abdul Rifai as the skipper. This disaster resulted in the deaths of hundreds of passengers. The manifest mentioned 10,054 registered passengers and 82 crew members on board. The estimated total passengers, including stowaways, was 1,442. A source noted an estimate of about 300 stowaways. Rescuers estimated that 431 people died. We end Today in History with an event on January 27 about the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. International Holocaust Remembrance Day is an international memorial day on January 27 for the victims of Holocaust, a genocide that resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews, 2 million Gypsies or Roma and Sinti, 15,000 homosexuals and millions others, by the Nazi regime and its collaborators. It was designated by the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 60/7 on November 1, 2005, during the 42nd plenary session. January 27 was chosen because on that day in 1945, the largest Nazi concentration and death camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland, was liberated by the Soviet Union Army. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Dia berlalu meninggalkan semua hanya untuknya, tiada kata berpisah. Bila harus berakhir segalanya untuk kita dan
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's My Indonesia is about World Bank agrees $500 million loan for disaster risk. The World Bank Board of Directors agreed to grant a $500 million loan to strengthen Indonesia's fiscal security in facing disaster, climate risks, and health shocks. That was stated by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati in Jakarta on Saturday. Sri Mulyani said, "The support will help Indonesian government in executing responses more accurately and more timely, reducing disaster impact and maintaining the achieved development." According to Sri Mulyani, the central government in 2014 until 2018 had spent around $90 million up to $500 million US per year for disaster response and mitigation. In the same period, the regional governments had spent $250 million US. Unfortunately, the cost for disaster is predictably increasing because of the climate change and city growth. This condition can swell the government spending. Therefore, planning for effective financial responses post-shock from disaster and climate will help protect the budget as well as the people. Sri Mulyani elaborated that the government will form a disaster pooling fund as a mechanism to distribute post-disaster funds from various sources by utilizing domestic and international insurance markets for financial capacity preparation as a buffer. Meanwhile, World Bank Country Director for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kakaunen, in an official statement on Friday said a better fund availability and flow will benefit the people of Indonesia during disaster and health shock. The planning for post-shock financial response caused by disaster and climate was supported by a $14 million grant from Global Risk Financing Facility, or GRIF. This grant aims to increase technical capacity, environmental and social management systems, new technology for pooling fund management, and investment on evaluation and learning, including support for various vulnerable groups. GRIF, with more than $200 million, support multi-donor trust fund from Germany and England, had given grants and experts to help developing countries protect their development and recovering quickly from financial impact resulting from the climate disaster and crisis.
Sempat terbaca hatiku, malah terabai olehku. Lelahku sembunyi, tutupi maksud hati yang justru hidup karenamu. Dan bisa mati tanpamu.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari tak selayaknya selalu buatmu kecewa. Kau lebih pantas bahagia, bahagia karena cintaku.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti
cinta. Kau bawa bersamamu sebelah hatiku, separuh jiwaku. Masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan ku hapuskan lukamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, I'm going to invite you to visit Garut Regency. Garut has a lot of tourism potential such as hot springs, waterfalls, beaches, and other natural attractions. One of the most popular natural tourism destinations is Pyramid View of Mount Sadahurib that offers amazing beauty. Even some people call it the Dieng of Garut Regency. The Pyramid View is located in Sindang Galih Village, Karang Tengah District, Garut Regency. The natural beauty of the highlands of Mount Sadahurib, which is above an altitude of 1,300 meters above sea level, is as amazing as Dieng tourism attraction in Wonosobo Regency. The pyramid Mount Sadahurib has a shape resembling the pyramids in Egypt. It is said that this mountain in Cicapar Village, Sukahurib Village, Pangatikan District, has a mystery about the existence of a treasure behind it. Apart from its unique shape, the mountain surrounding looks beautiful with a stretch of trees and green plants. Being aware of the potential of the area, the regional government of Garut will fully support the local village government program in developing the Pyramid View tourism destination. The local government appreciates the community and local village government officials who have succeeded in exploring the potential of the area, namely the natural scenery of Mount Pyramid. The regional government of Garut will coordinate with related agencies to rebuild road infrastructure to the tourism area and add comfortable, safe, and attractive facilities at the tourism attractions. The local government must be present to encourage tourism by repairing the tourism road infrastructure as well as the tourism attraction facilities. It is hoped that each village can explore their respective areas, such as developing tourism potential in order to grow the economy of the surrounding community. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak pernah rasa. Aku hanya terus berharap, mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup. Dan aku terus berseru, menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga, surga. Semua berubah sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, yeah, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Suara Terbanyak, which means majority vote, stated. Listen to this conversation about suara terbanyak, which means majority vote. Kevin and Rama are walking on the sidewalk.
Rama, apakah kemarin kamu melihat siaran berita?
Iya, aku lihat. Tentang hasil pemilu itu ya.
Benar sekali. Siapa yang mendapat suara lebih banyak?
Partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely suara terbanyak, which means majority vote. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Apakah kemarin kamu melihat siaran berita? Apakah kemarin kamu melihat siaran berita? Which means, did you watch the news yesterday? Iya, aku lihat. Iya, aku lihat. Which means, yes, I did. Tentang hasil pemilu itu ya? Tentang hasil pemilu itu ya? Which means, is it about the election's results, isn't it? Benar sekali. Benar sekali. Which means, yes, that's right. Siapa yang mendapat suara lebih banyak? Siapa yang mendapat suara lebih banyak? Which means, who got more votes? Partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam. Partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam, which means the white flag party got more votes than the black flag party. Partai berbendera hitam mendapat lebih sedikit suara daripada partai berbendera putih. Partai berbendera hitam mendapat lebih sedikit suara daripada partai berbendera putih, which means the black flag party got less votes than the white flag party. Comparative is used to compare two objects or people. In the dialogue, Kevin asked the result of the general elections, especially about which party that gets more votes. Then Rama answers, Partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam. partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam. Which means the white flag party got more votes than the black flag party. This sentence can be expressed in another way, which is partai berbendera hitam mendapat lebih sedikit suara daripada partai berbendera putih. Partai berbendera hitam mendapat lebih sedikit suara daripada partai berbendera putih, which means the black flag party got less votes than the white flag party. Here are other examples of comparative. Haris lebih tinggi daripada Kevin. Haris lebih tinggi daripada Kevin, which means Haris is taller than Kevin. Cabai rawit kurang pedas daripada cabai jalapeno. Cabai rawit kurang pedas daripada cabai jalapeno, which means bird's eye chili is less spicier than jalapeno. Lapangan sepak bola lebih luas daripada lapangan basket. Lapangan sepak bola lebih luas daripada lapangan basket, which means football field is larger than basketball court. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Rama, apakah kemarin kamu melihat siaran berita?
Iya, aku lihat. Tentang hasil pemilu itu ya.
Benar sekali. Siapa yang mendapat suara lebih banyak?
Partai berbendera putih mendapat lebih banyak suara daripada partai berbendera hitam.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Oleh waktu hanya untuk saling mencintai.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. This is Rahma. I'm going to present you a song from South Kalimantan entitled Paris Barantai. The song Paris Barantai was composed by H. Anang Ardiansyah. The title Paris Barantai is taken from the name of a dancer, namely Paris, from Rantau. The dancer was very popular in her era. So many people, especially men, fell in love with her. The reflection of admiration for Paris is depicted with the beauty of Kota Baru, with mountains and waves on its beach. Paris Barantai, that was first recorded in the late 1950s, was one of areas popularized by RRI. The song Paris Barantai had also been performed in Austria in 2017. At that time, the Pajajaran University Choir, namely UNPAD Choir, sang the song at the 54th International Competition of Choral Singing, Spittal an der Drau. UNPAD Choir won the competition in the folk song category by performing the song Paris Barantai. Well, listener, here is the song Paris Barantai by H. Anang Ardiansyah. Happy listening!
Wayah pang sudah hari baganti musim. Wayah pang sudah. Kota Baru gunungnya bamega, bamega ombak menampur di salak karam, ombak menampur di salak karam, ombak menampur. Batamu lawanlah Adinda, Adinda iman di dada rasa malayang, iman di dada rasa malayang, iman di dada rasa malayang. Pisang silat tanamlah babaris, babaris tabang pang. Cilangan lampu lah di kapal, di kapal.
siangan guringlah sabantal, sabantal tangan kadada hidung tapi, tangan kadada hidung tapi, tangan kadada hidung tapi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.